right, so good afternoon and welcome to another exciting edition of Letla right here on Radio Caribbean International. A quick reminder that Letla is rated E for Tula Moon. Everybody, Tut Moon Sam and Bagai. So make sure that when you give your opinion and when we open up the phone lines, please keep it PG-13. If you want to write to Letla, you could write Tell Iwa, that's T-E-L-L-I-W-A at rcistlucia.com. If you are brave enough, come to our studios at the, where are we located again?
CSA
Center, Lansford, right? Yeah, Sanssouci, yeah. Just come deliver your letter. And please, if you're writing in this kind of way, helps, let somebody help you so we can read it properly. We don't want to butcher your story. Today we have a very interesting letter, as per usual. And it reads, Ronnie and Iwa, let me give y'all, because some man on... I'm 23 and I live my life to the fullest. I'm in a relationship with this guy for about 3 years now. And yes, he loves me. Yes, he tries his best. And I just get good. But come on, is that all in a relationship? I understand that people go through phases in their life. But come on, for how long? Some men will meet you in your struggles. But instead they help you as if they more come there to tie you up. My boyfriend has been stressing me out lately because he suspects I am messing around with someone other than him. Every day is a trivia segment with him. Why is he so interested in who else getting it? Why not worry about taking care of me? Even if I work in, I'm not working for much. And by the way, what is he contributing? So I met someone, Iwa and Ronnie, and let me tell you, I never get so good. And I know what your listeners must be thinking, but no, it's not that. I met a man who wants to take care of me. Can you believe that? Who will not want a man to take care of? Who will not want a man to take care of them? Well, yes, I took the opportunity, and now I want the sugar, not the daddy. He is ageable, but he is so needy and always wants to go out for a drink or to eat out in public places. Iwa and Ronnie, how is Mia? We have not had sex yet because I always putting him off. But for how long can I do that? Currently, I started renovation on my house and my boyfriend keeps asking questions. So I told him I got a small loan yet because I always putting him off. I told him I was living with my mother, and if he wants to sleep over, I need to have my own place. So you see how them older man is thinking? He willing to do anything, but the man at home just there taking up space. Yes, I love him, but love not taking me to the market. So lately, the old man stressing me about he have his place, come spend some time. So a day after work, I go. Iwa and Ronnie, when I reached there, one big house. I came out of the tinted vehicle, but went up to the house. The daddy wanna push speed on me. I don't wanna have sex with the man. I like the help I get in, but the man is not my type. He started to kiss me and caress me. So he started getting excited. I self-surprised puppy can get up. I was not expecting that. We lay on the bed. Then I realized the man started taking deep breaths. I start to panic. My knees get weak. I want Ronnie, the man in a faint voice asking me for some water. I have a bottle of water in my bag. I rush to give the man that water. Not with me stroke taking you. So things calm down. I ask the man to drop me by the gap. Coming down the man's staircase to go into the vehicle. my boyfriend's sister saw me with the man holding my arms. You know the girl play, she called me and asking me what I doing there. I was so vexed. I play as if it's one of my home visits that day. I haven't reached town yet. Her brother calling me, asking me questions as if he know my work schedule more than me. I went running. When I reach home, you know the man and I end up in a heated argument and he telling me what his sister say. So much so he knocked me. You see how people causing trouble in your relationship? People have to learn to mind their damn business. Yes, especially them family members. All the time we struggling with our tutoring. Where them? Now you see me on my business she's studying. So yes, I tell him what did he want, what he wanted to hear. All the bills, the groceries, the renovations is the puppy. I told him, get out. So, was I wrong to ask him to leave? Should I ask him to come back home because of what I did? What I did to make things better? Should I stop receiving help from the older man? Do you think he will ever get over it? Sorry, just had to catch my breath there. Let me reread this letter for those of you who are just...
Ronnie, take it easy, brother. Go easy.
This is this, wow.
Back canal, but look, mix up.
I actually was playing the wrong theme, was I? Okay. Ronnie and Iowa, let me give y'all this because some men on... I can't say that word, right? No. Yeah. I am 23. I live my life to the fullest. I'm in a relationship with this guy for about 3 years now. And yes, he loves me. Yes, he tries his best. And yes, I just get good. But come on. Is that all in a relationship? I understand that people go through phases in their life. But come on, for how long? Some men will meet you in your struggles, but instead they help you as if they more come there to tie you up. My boyfriend has been stressing me out lately because he suspects I'm messing around with someone other than him. Every day is a trivia segment with him. Why is he so interested in who else getting it? Why not worry about taking care of me? Even if I work in, I'm not working for much. And by the way, what is it that you're contributing? So I met someone, Iowa and Ronnie, and let me tell you, I never get so good. And I know what your listeners must be thinking, but no, it's not that. I met a man who wants to take care of me. Can you believe that? Who will not want a man to take care of them? Well, yes, I took the opportunity, and now I want the sugar, not the daddy. He is ageable, but he is so needy and always wants to go out for drinks or out to eat in public places. I want Ronnie, how is Mia? We have not had sex yet because I always putting him off. But for how long can I do that? Currently, I started renovation on my house and my boyfriend keeps asking me questions. So I told him I got a small loan. The man gave me the money to start building my own place because I told him I was living with my mother and if he wants to sleep over, I need to have my own place. So you see how them older men does think, eh? He willing to do anything, but the man at home just there taking up space. Yes, I love him, but love not taking me to the market. So lately, the old man keeps stressing me about he have his place, come spend some time, spend a day. So a day after work, I go. Iowa and Ronnie, when I reach their one big house, I come out of the tinted vehicle, but went up to the house. The daddy wanna push her speed. I don't want to have sex with the man. I like the little help I get in, but a man is not my type. He started to kiss me and caress me, so he started getting excited. I self-surprised puppy can get up. I was not expecting that. We lay on the bed, then I realized the man started taking deep breaths I start to panic. My knees get weak. I went running, the man in a faint voice asking me for some water. I have a bottle of water in my bag. I rush to give the man the water. Not with me stroke taking you. So things calm down. I ask the man to drop me by the gap. Coming down the man's staircase to go into the vehicle, my boyfriend's sister saw me with the man holding my arms. You know the girl play, she called me and asking me what I doing there? I was so vexed. I play as if it's one of my home visits that day. I haven't reached town yet. Her brother called me asking me questions as if he know my work schedule more than me. I want running. When I reach home, you know the man and I end up in a heated argument and he telling me what his sister say so much so he knocked me. You see how people causing trouble in your relationship, eh? People have to learn to mind their business. Yes, especially them family members. All the time we struggling with our two trend. Where them? Now you see me on my business she's studying. So yes, I tell him what he wanted to hear. All the bills, the groceries, the renovations is the papi. And I told him, get out.
Mm-hmm.
Was I wrong to ask him to leave? Should I ask him to come back home because of what I did? I did these things to make things better. Should I stop receiving help from the older man? Do you think he will ever get over it? 45230. What's the number again? I'm sorry. 4523046. That is the number. Call us up in the studio. We'd really like to hear your opinion on this afternoon's letter. This was one of the most interesting letters I've ever had. Now, don't forget 74008 on the WhatsApp platform. You can send your opinions.
So the question is?
Several questions.
Iowa or Ronnie, was I wrong to ask him to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Should I ask him to come back because of what I did?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make it better? Should I stop receiving help from the older man? And number five, do you think he will ever get over that?
Hmm. Boy, that's a boy.
What is this?
Boy, like.
So, partner was right.
Well, he suspected. I guess he suspected for a while that yes. Just so that people know that if you're trying to access us on the website, there's a heavy traffic. So we are currently down. The website is currently down due to the extensive traffic of Letla to the website. Letla overload. So just to let you know.
So all the time, partner was right. The partner inside the house. the mother feeling. And what she said, there were parts in the letter that have me there, you know, about the sugar. Where this boy?
She wants the sugar, but not the daddy.
The daddy. we.
Levi, this is going to be the most difficult letter for me because I'm not even sure what to say about this letter because it is so. Boy, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. This is the first time. I'm at a total loss for... This might be the shortest letter ever. Because I'm at a total loss for us.
What is this, boy?
Let's go to the
phone line. First call.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think some people have to learn to be content in the relationship they get themselves into.
Thank you.
Tell me if you're somebody for free.
Mm-hmm.
You love so much. And then all of a sudden, you meet somebody... that could give you the world. You don't know what he giving, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You go, you get see big house.
Hi.
You understand? So you think you could milk
big,
that tree.
Big ride.
You understand? But she don't know. Papi have something in store for her.
Well, I don't think Papi have anything in store.
Some people have to learn to be content in their relationships and don't let the worldly things confuse them. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the man trying... You understand?
But I'm not getting the feeling from this letter that the man in house is actually trying and making an effort. From what I'm getting there, I just get the feeling that he's just there and he's not necessarily making a significant contribution to the household. Because how can you be living with a woman and you not know where your finances are coming from and how she's
Ronnie,
funding a renovation?
Ronnie said, yes, he tries his best and yes,
But he's obviously because he's if you're in a relationship with somebody, especially a serious relationship, a 3-year relationship, finances is something that you discuss. If you are going to take a loan to do something, I go with you.
But not every woman that likes men to know the finances.
But if we're in a relationship for 3 years and clearly we have 2 children, I need to know your finances.
Yeah, but my finances is my finances.
Oh, no, sister. Pa Isia, if we are in a relationship, a serious relationship, it could be for 2 months. You know exactly how much I'm making. I need to know what you're making.
Before the man was going through his phase, the girl knew what his finances was, how much he getting paid, probably if it's every fortnight or whatever.
I'm not judging. You understand? I'm not even going based on the letter. I'm saying, based on the letter, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, you go down and take a loan, I need to know.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. You go down and take a loan, I need to know. Because in the event that something happens to you and you cannot pay the loan, you lose your job, it's me that I have to take it to her.
But you have to understand the gentleman there, he's going through a phase. You understand what I'm saying? She says it in the letter. So she figure where she needs to, try and make things work for the family.
But God, I disagree, eh? Listen to what she said. She said, some men will meet you in your struggles, but instead they help you as if they more come there to tie you up. That's what she said in the letter.
She's speaking out of frustration.
No, caller, I think she's talking the truth because the man is not doing anything. He is not taking up his slack in the relationship, and she's fed up. That's why she has to go on the outside and look for that financial assistance. She's looking for the sugar, not the daddy.
Well, in my opinion, I find that people need to be content with their relationship. Not all the time the material things that work out. You understand what I'm saying? So leave the sugar daddy alone with his money and stay and see how you could try and work out things in your relationship. If you know for a fact you want, because they have 2 children involved. So if you know you want to try and savor what is left of that relationship so that you and the gentleman could move forward, leave the papi alone. Because sometimes money is not all. You understand what I'm saying? Because she never said the man is a bad man, the gentleman in the house. She never said that he's bad. You understand? It's just now he's just going for a little phase, probably money not coming in and whatever. Mm-hmm. You understand? So she just have to hold it down for a little while. Them kind of old man thing, them girls have to learn to know. You know, sometimes that's not the best way, you understand? That's my opinion.
All right.
All right, well, thank you, Colin. Thank you, Colin.
What is this?
Yeah, boy, that's...
She says she wants the sugar, but not the daddy.
She wants the sugar, but not the daddy. Wow. That's pretty interesting, eh? That's... Wow.
So, the caller made a statement, money's not all.
Money's not all? Money's not all.
Ladies, what would you do in a situation like this?
Boy, let me tell you. Boy. Call us in the studio. 452-3046. That is the number. We want to know your opinion on today's letter. The question that was asked. Let's go back to the letter four nines. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Caller, to me, I can't see the difference between what the lady is doing and prostitution.
Oh. You say that, right?
Yeah. If you want them, you want the man money, and you want the man. What's the difference between that? Between that and prostitution. Thank you.
There's a difference. There's a difference. I'm trying to figure out what the difference is, though. But there's a difference because yes, she is. Let's look for the legal definition as prostitution, because I want to make sure that what I'm about to say is proper. So I'm going to go to the dictionary and look for define prostitution. Okay, so I want to get what is it? The practice or occupation of engaging in sexual activity with someone for payment. Has she engaged in any form of sexual activity for payment?
No.
So can that consider be, or was he making an installment towards future purchases?
I don't. Well, that's what everybody looks of it.
Was he making I don't know. It also further defines prostitution as the unworthy or corrupt use of one's talent for the sake of personal or financial gain.
But you said something further, our installments. What is this word?
Yeah, it's a future installment on that. That's possibly what it is. Yeah, no, you don't agree?
Yes. You're asking me? I said yes.
Oh my goodness.
My partner's spending his money because he wants to get something. That is what it is. And the girl now, she just wants the money from by the looks of it. So she's asking.
We're always fighting for that.
Yeah, she's asking. Why was I wrong to tell him to leave, which is the guy in the house? Should I ask him to come back home?
Why?
Are you put him out there?
Eh? You put him out?
Yeah, did she put him out?
But why did she put him out, though? They found you. I mean, he was not wrong for anything he said. Huh? They caught you red-handed, even if you didn't do anything. They caught you in an almost a compromising position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they almost caught you in a compromising position. So, I mean, the sister wasn't wrong. She saw her sister, she saw her brother's wife or brother's partner in a compromising position. So she reported it. That's not minding people's business. That is looking out for your brother, especially if she and her brother was really close.
Mm-hmm.
She's just protecting her brother's interest. But if you've been having problems with the man before, why isn't that conversations that you didn't have with your guy? Have you told your guy that you're uncomfortable with it? Let's go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
That's my mom, right?
Yes, yeah, it is,
right.
Yes.
I listened to the letter, and, I laughed a lot, first of all. But the letter contains some pretty serious issues, I think.
That's right.
Both social and economical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because one of the things I thought of, and I can't stay on very long, but one of the things I thought of was, she says she wants the sugar, but not the daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are several ways to get the sugar. Can't stay on very long, but one of the things I thought of was, she says she wants the sugar, but not the daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are several ways to get the sugar. You can work. You work two jobs if you need to. Or you can go to the bank, take a loan. She's doing repairs on her house. She has other responsibilities. She has a job. I think what part of the problem in a place like St. Lucia is that a lot of young people who want better for themselves and are willing and have the maturity to get it can't face a bank and get a loan quite easily to things like houses. Maybe mm-hmm. for a car. But those are, no, other things, it's to start a little business, it's difficult. It has always been difficult in St. Lucia. That has not changed. So I think that's one, and she's a woman as well, that's one of them. Maybe her boyfriend isn't working, so, you know, they might ask for his information and he doesn't have any, so that turns him down.
Right.
You know, so we have to try to make things easier for those young people who are aspiring can have that opportunity, that economic opportunity, so they don't have to turn to those situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we think she did something wrong by turning over to this older gentleman who clearly wants to take care of her, of course, in a quid pro quo kind of way? But she's not willing to do that. So at this point, she's basically just using this gentleman. You know, although he doesn't know it yet because his heart probably will never let him find out. Unfortunately for him, I didn't mean to laugh, but... Sorry.
That's okay.
unfortunately for him, his heart might never let him find out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she has no intention of paying back what he's looking for. So in that sense, she's probably not thinking really good of herself, or maybe ought not to. But the gentleman asked her at the beginning, how are you making paying for these repairs? She lied. She said she went to the bank and took a loan, which is what she should have done. But that's what she told him. So that's on her. Now, she's kicking him out because he hasn't helped. But maybe if he knew she...
Sorry, caller, you broke up there.
Oh, I broke up?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear you now?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I was saying she lied to him at the beginning when he asked her how she was paying for the repairs and what the work she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend asked her that. And she said she went to the bank to take a small loan. So she lied to him. Had she told him the truth, maybe he would have stepped up. Maybe he would have said, hey, listen, don't do that. Don't go to this older guy. Let's see if we can do something else, you know. But she lied, and now she kicks him out. Mm-hmm. But she didn't give him the opportunity to step up, but she kicked him out.
Well, Connor, we are assuming this, because, I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody for 3 years and you have children and you're all living in less than acceptable, like a deplorable situation, eventually you all must have had the discussion, okay, we need to upgrade the house, we need to build this, we need to add a little piece, we need to add a little bathroom. I mean, eventually you all must have had that
Ronnie, what era you grew up in St. Lucia? I said, some of us grew up in St. Lucia where, you know, there just wasn't much, you know. There just wasn't much. But people stuck it out. They stuck together. They worked hard, a little at a time. We want everything and we want it now. Have a little patience. It didn't sound like this was an old person, you know. Have some patience. A lot of us didn't grow up with a lot of nice pleasantries, you know, your outside toilets and, you know, rainwater, you pour a bucket over you, you know, you go to the standpipe. Come on, it hasn't always been easy. So the young people now have to know it's always been a struggle. So just have some patience, you know, have some patience with your guy, talk to him. The little y'all have, you put it together. Mm-hmm. Your children are eating, there's a roof over your head. Everything else will come if you continue to work at it.
Well, Carla,
I don't know if what she's doing at all.
But Carla, that's what our society teaches us. Work hard. Everything comes, everything comes to those who wait and you work hard. But then when you're working for less than $300 a fortnight,
I don't believe everything comes to those who wait. You don't wait. You work at it.
Yeah, but they are. Let me tell you, Carla, I agree, because there are some people who are genuinely putting their all and being patient and making the right moves, and they are still not seeing the fruits of their labor, because our society is set to that is why people are forced to go for sugar daddies, because our situation
sometimes,
is
different. But sometimes it's how you define the fruits of your labor, okay? I can only use myself and my upbringing and my family as an example, because that's what I know, okay? My father's working. My mother's in the field. She's, you know, doing everything else there is to do for them to pull their little resources together, all right? You get a dress at Christmas time and New Year's time, two dresses for the year, okay? Does that say you did not reap the fruits of your labor? Your children are fed. You know, the books around the house to read, you educate their minds. It's how you define what you talk. You know, now they didn't get where they wanted to be, but they did so we could. You know, each generation leaves the next generation a little bit better off. We want to, it's like Guy Joseph and those fellas wanted to go from $0 multi-millionaires in their backside.
Well, Carl, I just want to say that. I just want to point out that's your view and is not expressed by the management and staff of Radio Caribbean International. Just want to make sure that we came out.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
All right, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate that call. But what I was trying to say, Levi, and it's something that we were discussing via notes, is that our society is set up in such a way that no matter how much you work hard, you could be working hard, you could be doing everything, and all of a sudden, when you go in for a big loan, a bill that you didn't pay 2017, 20,000 years, comes up and out of the blue and sets you back. This is the way our system is designed to keep you back, especially as black people. But that's another whole other conversation that we go in. Because we go on social media and we make jokes about it a lot. We see all these beautiful young ladies there on social media at every hotel every weekend, and you want to know, how are they financing that kind of lifestyle?
They're working hard.
Sugar daddy.
Really, Ronnie? Oh, come on.
Levi, it's 4 o'clock. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with Letla right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, Letla is brought to you the kind compliments of Diamonds International, Renick Construction, and Tropical Solar.
Diamonds International welcomes you to our world this Christmas season. Come down to our stores located at Point Seraphim, La Place Carenage, and the Windjammer Landing Resort. Find out more about our layaway program and get your Christmas gifts early this year. With a wide range of brands like Bulgari, Hublot, Safi Kilima, and Crown of Light, special discounts are available from 20 to 70% off throughout the store. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to participate in our giveaways. Find something for that special someone this Christmas, shopping at Diamonds International.
Rennick & Company Construction Warehouse stocks a wide variety of products for your building needs. Now available, ceiling tiles and drywall, fat boy septic tanks, nails, doors, hurricane ties, admixtures, curing compounds, epoxy coatings, fiber boards, pavers, vent blocks, laminate, and much more. Ask about our special pricing on nails and concrete pavers. Available while stocks last. Come down to our construction warehouse at Vidbute or call 455-8054 for more information. Rennick & Company Limited, shopping the world for you.
For continuous hot water, shower after shower, choose St. Lucia's trusted solar heating company, Tropical Solar. With our evacuated tube technology or efficient flat plate collector system, you can shake off the early morning chill with guaranteed hot water every time you turn on the shower. Tropical Solar offers optional color-coated units to match your roof color, and our speedy installation and superior after-sales service is backed by the industry's leading warranty. Call 454-6344 or 453-1868 and ask about our flexible payment plans. Tropical Solar, good for you, good for the environment.
Just about 5 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. Welcome back to Letla right here on Radio Caribbean International. If you're just joining us, we've been having a very... Letla started funny. Some very funny elements and some very serious elements.
But it has a lot of reality in it.
And it's very prevalent in today's society. Yeah, yeah. And we're having a very interesting... We're having a very interesting discussion off air. And Levi, you made some very valid points. I wish you'd speak up more on air, because when they make out, you're there like you say.
No.
I don't want to...
But it just... Okay, you talk about the sugar daddy. A lot of the system is designed. It was designed by the sugar daddy. Think of it.
Yeah. And Levi, you made a very interesting point while you were off air. Imagine you and your person, you're working real hard.
You're just
barely making ends meet.
Yeah.
And then a man barely making ends meet. And a man come out there anyway. Hey, you want a car? Look, my girl. You want this? Look, my girl. You want to go Royalton? Look, my girl.
Yeah.
You want to go this? Look, my girl. Look at day pass. Look at weekend pass. Go with your girlfriend.
Every Tuesday, boy, dog.
Every Tuesday, we go by, we go. Yeah, $100, all inclusive.
Yeah. And then I inside the house there.
And then Diamonds International, look, go and buy a Hublot. Yeah. No, lay away, no, just buy it cash.
Yeah.
And then you as a guy, poor job. You're in the house, you're in love, you're trying to be honest. And then a woman coming home, she have a big Hublot in her hand. Yeah. And then yourself, you're so ignorant.
Exchange of gift.
You're so ignorant. Where you get that Hublot?
She telling you exchange of gift. A staff
exchange of gift. And sometimes she get all January, but she only talk until Christmas.
Anyway, so Ronnie, I guess we gonna definitely have a second reading of the letter. And please breathe.
No, I can't. Honestly.
Yeah.
To be all honesty, I cannot read this letter a third time. I have to try and be serious, and I can't. Read it,
I can't move.
All right. If you're just joining us, I'm going to read the letter one more time. Of course, we're going to be opening up the 49452-3046 and the 724-0008 on the WhatsApp platform. This one says, I'm 23 and I live by I live my life to the fullest. I'm in a relationship with this guy for about 3 years now. And yes, he loves me. Yes, he tries his best. And yes, as get good, but come on, is that all in a relationship?
Notes.
Yeah, you gotta take notes on that one. I understand that people go through phases in their life, but come on, for how long? Some men will meet you in your struggles, but instead they help you as if they're more there to come and tie you up. My boyfriend has been stressing me out lately because he suspects I'm messing around with someone other than him. Every day is a trivia segment with him. Why is he so interested in who else getting it? Why not worry about taking care of me? Even if I work in, I'm not working for much. And by the way, what is he contributing? So I met someone, and let me tell you, I never get so good. And I know that your listeners must be thinking, but no, it's not that. I met a man who wants to take care of me. Can you believe that? Who will not want a man to take care of them? Well, yes, I took the opportunity, and now I want the sugar, not the daddy. He's ageable, but he is so needy and always wants to go out for drinks or to eat out in public places. I want Ronnie. How is Mia? We have not had sex yet because I always putting him off. But for how long can I do that? Currently, I started renovation on my house, and my boyfriend keep asking questions. So I told him I got a small loan. The man gave me money to start building my own space because I told him I was living with my mother, and if he wants to sleep over, I need to have my own space. So you see how these older men just think? He willing to do anything, but the man at home just said taking up space. Yes, I love him. But love not taking me to the market. So lately, the old man keeps stressing me about to the house. Push, I don't want to have sex with the man. I like the little help I get in, but the man is not my type. He started to kiss me and caress me. So he started getting excited. I myself not that. We lay on the bed, then I realize the man start taking deep breaths. I start to panic. My knees get weak. The man in a faint voice asking me for some water. I had a bottle of water in my bag. I rushed to give the man the water. Not with me stroke taking you. So things calm down. I ask the man to drop me by the gap. Coming down the man's staircase to go into the vehicle, my boyfriend's sister saw me with the man holding my arms. You know the girl play, she called me and asked me what I doing there. I was so vexed. I play as if it's one of my home visits that day. I haven't reached town yet. Her brother calling me, asking me questions as if he know my work schedule more than me. Iwa and Ronnie, when I reach home, you know the man and I end up in a heated argument. He telling me what his sister say, so much so he knocked me. You see how people causing trouble in your relationship? People have to learn to mind their business. Yes, especially them family members. All the time we struggling with our two children. Where them? Now you see me on my business sheet they're studying. So yes, I tell him what he wanted to hear. All the bills, the groceries, the renovation is the puppy. I told him, get out. Was I wrong to ask him to leave? Should I ask him to come back home because of what I did to make things better? Should I stop receiving help from the older man? Do you think he will get over that? 452-3046, 452-3046. That is the number to call us. And if you're too shy to call us up in the studio, 724-0008 on the WhatsApp platform. Thank you so much for those of you who have already been messaging. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
To me, this speaks to value systems and values.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in a relationship with your boyfriend, your man in house, whatever it is, you're in a relationship, you well indicated that he's going through a season. You just find the season too long.
Mm-hmm.
Call it, it sounds like he's not a fly-by-night or, you know, a one-night stand. That's your person. You said he's going through a season, okay? But you realize that there's the stuff called crime of passion and love triangle and stuff. I find that young lady walking a tightrope.
Hmm.
Either the boyfriend can get jealous, and then the fact that you're saying, what if somebody else getting it? That's why it's a value. You can't be in a serious, I couldn't be in a serious relationship,
mm-hmm.
Or what we have, open relationships, and it's okay. So what if somebody else getting it? So it sticks to that level, and I mean, RCI should do better than that. I mean, come with some serious stories. I mean, that's happy show now. That's one. And I would advise her, stop playing both sides of the coin. The old man has expectations. He's surprised that he can stand up, but he has expectations. He's not your godfather or your fairy godfather. You understand? So at what point he's playing it at both sides, and I think she'll be caught in the middle. That's my contribution. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Straight, sweet, and straight to the point. Good afternoon. Go ahead with your opinion.
The fella should break her.
All right. All right, interesting. it's too late for that. all right. Good afternoon.
Yes, Letla.
Good
yes.
afternoon.
Yes, King RCI.
Hey.
Listen to what she said. Eh? First of all, what if two people getting it? Now, which means the day the man got it was the day the heart attack was ticking the man. Whoa. You understand? That is when the man got it. Maybe he got some Viagra or something, but that's when she tasted it. But she was in a bad relationship right now, and she is messed up, and all she needs to do is try and get straight, because nothing will help her right now, not even the sugar, neither that your other boyfriend. She just have to get straight. Thank you.
All right, thank you, caller. That's a very, very passionate caller, though. And, of course, to all the callers, we don't apologize for the call before. I guess people get a bit emotional and forget that, you know, there are other people listening who may be underage. So if that offended anybody listening to Radio Caribbean International, we want to take the opportunity now to just apologize on behalf of management and, of course, ourselves on air. Because we're all about it, keeping it clean and keeping it entertaining to you guys. Levi, she wants to know, should she ask him to come back in the house?
No.
Because, you know, there are situations, I've heard situations.
On, but this, she said that they have kids.
They have two children. You know, this is the
hold
bit.
Hold on. Shut up. Okay. You have to get
three years, two kids.
Two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. People, why
do
we keep on forgetting the kids? Why?
Libra, you know, I've heard situations like this where people step out, and this is particularly geared towards women. Let me go to the phone lines before I continue with that. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good
Hi.
Afternoon.
I disagree to ask the guy to come back because she hurt him already. Do you think he would really want to come back?
I think he may just because of the kids.
Yes. I understand, but
there's,
at the end of the day, kids don't keep people back.
Can I engage you, caller? But there was an incident at the ending of the letter.
Where he hit her.
Well, there you go. I wouldn't stay with nobody that written there and done me. Take care of your kids, and that's it.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Well, thank you, caller, for that. Simple, straight to the point.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
Yeah, so that's a point there. That's a point a lot of people missed out on. The fact that he hit her. And you know, partner, I have a problem with that. This thing.
I mean, once he can do it once, he can do it twice.
Yeah,
huh?
That the heating and, you know, that. No.
Once it gets physical, that's a sign for exit.
Yeah,
I mean, I was making a point that people, a lot of times when there's infidelity in a relationship, especially on the part of the woman, and she's dating somebody who's in a better financial situation, the excuse is always, I did this for us.
Hmm.
But I didn't ask you to go anywhere and open your legs for us. No, I didn't ask you to do that. Women don't understand, or people don't understand. Some people don't understand. Let me do that. Is that
there are some genuine men out there who want to grow and struggle with you so we can enjoy the spoils of our struggles later on in life. Mm-hmm. There are some people who genuinely want to go through that struggle with somebody right. like you. Because mm-hmm. like they say, on the side of every good man is an equally or even a better off woman. Mm-hmm. So it's good when people are struggling together so that they can meet the ultimate goals. You see, when somebody... is led astray mm-hmm. in a relationship because of financial gain, it's because your goals are not aligned.
Here we go again. You keep on mentioning this word, goal.
Yeah.
How many, honestly, how many people do you believe or do you know has a goal in their relationship?
That's the problem with relationships today, and that's why so many relationships
okay,
are breaking up.
Okay, we're saving to go Paris. That's a goal.
People don't
we're
have goals.
Saving,
no?
We're saving
for
the wedding.
You know what the
we're
goals
saving for.
You know what the goals are in relationship now?
Right.
Likes on Instagram, likes on Facebook. Lord. Let me look good. Hey baby, you only get 20 likes on this picture. Lord. Baby, how X and Y Levi and S so and so get 50 likes on that picture. Yeah. We are at the same party. We have similar. Yeah. That's what people care about. The image to the outside, but people not thinking about how does this relationship benefit us? I mean, I've said this.
People, set goals.
You know what I've said in relation before? I said that we need to start treating a relationship as a business. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not making sense to you...
Partner, you have to be careful with that line, you know, treat like a business.
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
Yeah, that's a very yellow statement.
Partner, very careful, you know, with this statement.
No, but it is right. true. If we operate... As a business. If we operate as a business in a relationship and understand, okay, what are you in there must be gain in the relationship.
It must be goals, my brother.
You also have to gain. Goals. Even if you gain goals. The companionship, your companionship is a gain. Mm. Great sex is a gain because that's very important.
Mm. Communication.
Communication is something.
My thing is, in this letter, what is the communication level? That's what I wonder. In this letter.
Again, this goes to show you that there was no level of goals set together. Because if y'all set goals together and say, baby, within the next 2 years, I want to finish it. I'm building the house. I want to do the renovations on the house. There's no way, no man on the outside flaunting a little coin in front of you would have made you stray.
Hmm. Again, knowing that you have two kids.
Knowing that you have two children. And we need to stop using the Trinity. Oh, I did it for the betterment of the church. No, stop that bullshit. It's about time people stop that nonsense. Seriously, they need to stop. Let's be real, people. If you're in a relationship, focus on your goals. Focus on moving together as a unit, as a team. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the word business, as a team, as a unit. And a lot of these nonsense that we face in relationships will be over with. A lot of these things are just basic things that people can overcome. People sacrificing the relationship for what? A little sex?
And is it wrong? She said something about the renovations on the house. I mean, the guy would always wonder what's going on.
Of course. But again,
he sees renovations happening and he's wondering, like, where's the money coming from? Because he would probably know that. And then you said that you take a loan. How could you take a loan and then you're living with somebody in the house and then you put that person out? And would you expect them to come back? I don't think that person would come back.
And you know, Levi, honestly,
I don't think he would come back. Honestly,
I blame him too, because if you're watching, you're minding your business, literally minding your business, as in your relationship as a business, you would have known where every sender coming in from. You would have realized that. Hey,
I believe he sends that. You know,
he probably sends that because you know when women are interested in somebody else, the subtle changes because it's an emotional thing. But she said, she was just doing it for money.
According to what? They say we show more. As men, we show more. Okay. They say as men, we show more. In terms of this kind of behavior.
Any man that does not notice that his woman is cheating is not minding his business.
Hmm?
I'm telling you.
Well, that woman is pro.
No, there's no woman that... Boss, let me tell you. If you're minding your business, you would always know.
But you'll see changes. I mean, but really.
Boss, you will see changes, you'll smell changes, you'll even. Anyway.
But. So the question was, was it wrong for her to tell him to leave?
Was he wrong for telling her to leave?
Was she wrong?
Was she? I think she wasn't wrong. The reason why I say that is because.
But he hit her too.
That is why. That is why. That is why I said that. That is why I say that. That is
physical.
Why I say that. That is why I say that. She's right. That's the only thing I think she's right for. She is right for telling, hey, listen, once it gets physical, that is a clear indication where things are going to start getting go on a downward spiral, and that is a clear indication that you need to end things.
Should I ask him to come back home? I don't think so.
You have already demasculated the guy. That's the word. Yeah. You think he's going to come back? The guy now suspects you of giving out his goods, his precious, and do you expect him to come back in the house? Do you think that he could lay with you? And the last guy you had, you were surprised that he got up. But now this guy is going to come back into your bed. You think he's going to get up?
Next question. Should I stop receiving help from the older man?
My girl, do what is best for you.
What is this?
When it comes to that, that's all I can say. Should you stop receiving help from the... My girl, if that's what you want, take it. But make sure you let it be clear. You're an adult. Tell the man, hey, I just want your things. Tell me what you want from me. I give you what you want. You give me what you want. Don't lead the man on to make the man feel in love. No, just tell him, my boy...
Panda, she just want the sugar.
Ready mix. That's what she wants. Ready mix. Ready mix. That's
Panda,
what
she just
wants.
Want the sugar, but not the daddy. Well, you see you on the platform there.
I have a question.
Yeah, tell. Let's go.
It is so easy for ladies to get a sugar daddy.
Funny you.
I'm going there. I'm going I've never heard situations where
it's easy for a guy
to get a cougar. Or a MILF or a sugar mama.
I like that word, boy.
I'm not sure which of the phrases is appropriate. Yeah. And thank you. My wife just corrected me. It's emasculated. Thank you. Thank you, honey. You're the best. Yes.
So, a sugar mommy.
Do we have these in our society?
I know, boy. Fana.
I think, you know, one of our good listeners. We have that, I think one of our good listeners, So-So, I think she sounds like a sugar mama.
Who?
Boy, I guess my name is So-So.
Ronnie.
So-So, good afternoon.
So are there sugar mummies on Ireland?
I've never heard a situation where...
A panda ruling deep? Panda is big ride in his sugar mummy.
Sugar mummy paying for that?
Yes, but I don't know. You have that? We have that there?
I don't know. But
he needs to renovate and... You know, I don't know, but...
I haven't asked to build it.
I know. I don't know.
From what I've heard stories, though, but this is not in our society. But the thing I heard about sugar mamas is that they are very controlling.
Oh.
They require to know your every move.
Your
whereabouts. And they're very possessive. So I guess that's why it's not common, because I guess...
I wonder if they are out there, boy.
I wonder...
The platform take off there. The platform saying, yes, there it is. I don't know.
We live it in the wrong places. Next time we go big people party.
So, folks, yeah.
Hey, well, we're just about winding down the letter. We've got 6 minutes left. Well, 5 minutes left.
Until we move to the platform.
And let me tell you, I'm afraid to go to the WhatsApp platform. Boy, let me tell you, that platform is crazy. And thanks to all those who have logged on also on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for your contributions.
Ronnie, I can't wait for you to go to the platform. But no, we're getting serious messages concerning this.
Boy, I'm really afraid to go over to the WhatsApp platform. And again, thank you to all those who contributed. We want to apologize to all those who tried to access us on our official website.
Wow.
The Wednesdays.
It's called... Overload.
Letla Overload. We're working to ensure that during the next upcoming weeks that we could accommodate the 100,000 people who log on every week.
We have some surprises coming soon. Yeah. I'm actually going to do a little campaigning there, you know. What's lady? We need to talk.
Campaigning.
Concerning our listeners and stuff. So don't worry, we'll fix. We'll definitely get our things going.
I don't.
No, Ronnie, you know I've been.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but before on that topic, I just want to thank our sponsors.
That's
Diamonds
right.
International. Thank you so much. So if the sugar mama is listening, I want the U-Blue for Christmas.
What is wrong with you?
No, let me tell you. I want the U-Blue.
Wife.
Diamonds International.
Wife.
Yeah, wifey listening. I know I go get a sauce when I go home.
Don't call me.
No comment. Levi, you're the first person I call it. So I got to remind you guys, go check out Diamonds International right now. And of course, Christmas is around the corner. So if you know you want something and it's a bit, you know, you just want to make sure that you budget correctly.
That's right.
There's interest-free layaway plans that you could check out. And there are discounts throughout
amazing,
the store.
You know,
yeah, interest-free layaway plans.
That's nice.
So you could go check them out. And of course, that's throughout the store. They're located at three amazing locations. They're at Point Serafin,
right,
La Place Carinage, and at the Windjammer Landing Resort and Spa. So go check out Diamonds International. If you want to get in contact with them, you can call them at 457-4200. Mm-hmm. Or, of course, we are social people on Facebook, Diamonds International STL, and also DI St. Lucia on Instagram. So that's
nice.
DI St. Lucia.
Y'all are not platform.
Boy, let me tell you. Renegade Company Construction Warehouse stocks a wide variety of products for your building
new,
needs.
This is a new one for me.
Yes. Renegade Company Construction. They've been there for a while.
Oh.
You see, he doesn't build house. That's why you need a sugar mommy. Now available, they've got ceiling tiles and drywall. They've got the Fat Boy septic tank. Whoever came up with that name is a genius. Marketing genius. They've also got nails, doors, hurricane tiles, admixtures. I'm not sure what that is because, you know, I'm not sure about that whole thing. Curing compound, epoxy coatings, fiberboard, pavers, vent blocks, laminate, and much more. Of course, you could ask about their special pricing on nails and concrete pavers, available while stocks last. Check them out at Vidbotech. Call them at 455-8054. As we're talking about construction, as soon as you finish everything nice, your house nicely painted, you know you have all your jewelry inside.
Save some money
and bathe in hot water with Tropical Solar. At Tropical Solar, you get the widest variety of units, including the 35, 45, 65, 75, and not forgetting the 85-gallon and flat plate and evacuated tube systems. They need to come in and explain all this to us. I want to learn a little more about the evacuated.
Next week we have a question for the platform. Eh?
Yeah.
Why do ladies love to bathe or shower in extremely hot water?
I like to bathe in extremely hot water.
You are on a different planet. You're closer to the sun. Run you from a planet that's closer to the sun.
Yeah, you know what, Levi?
Yeah.
Let's just do this. Let's just do this. Let's go. We head over to the WhatsApp platform. Boy,
platform. Oh, God. You got a little bounce there, Ronnie? A little bounce?
Let's see. Okay, all right. That's talking about the PEMI still. PEMI. Somebody says, where's Iowa? Iowa is on vacation. He's on the beach.
He's on the beach.
And he will be back first week in November.
Yeah,
so Iowa will be back the first week of November. And thank God I could go to sleep late because you see that 4:30 wake up time that I woke up for me. So this one says, love don't go by the market, LOL. This one says, tears. This one says, what the hell is this? Somebody say, hey, look it. Somebody says, you killing it. This one says, what bacchanal is this? You want the sugar but not the daddy? So Papi got it proper, he holding hands.
The man named Ray.
Oh my goodness. She won the money, man, but not the man. She won the money, but not the man. Women don't answer that question. It's a trap. Don't tell Ronnie where your money is coming from. I repeat, it's a trap. I can tell you I'm taking a loan, but I don't have to tell you the amount.
Whoa. I have a problem with that.
Boy, the sakwe is bad when that was coming out.
I have a problem. How could your lady be taking a loan? And she ain't telling you anything. And you're together. You're in a relationship. She's taking a loan. I can't comprehend. Like that, this one just has me. No. But if you taking one, you're on it. You have to tell her, but she wouldn't tell you. I can't comprehend. Like that, this one just has me. No. But if you taking one, you're on it. You have to tell her, but she wouldn't tell you.
But wow. Anyway,
I know.
Good afternoon. The lady should know in 2019, the older men have helped. So many medications to help erectile dysfunction. Forget the man in the house. He knocked her. The sugar comes with the daddy, especially now.
Okay.
Somebody say, the papi well fixer.
Tut 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 tut
In today's world, money is important for survival.
Now, that's where the first caller said money is not everything. So I guess they responded.
I said that to somebody recently, and they tried to. And name me one problem you have right now that money can't fix. Name me honestly one problem in your life right now, and that goes on to my folks on the WhatsApp platform right now. Name me one problem right now in your life, money can't fix.
Partner, fixing everything.
Every single everything. There's not one issue right now money can't fix. So I don't want people talking about. Anyway, somebody says communication. No, you can pay somebody to communicate for you. Trust me, money can fix everything. When you have, let me tell you, you could have be the richest person in the world. Your woman not leaving you.
No, somebody said money can't fix salvation. Really?
Ask all the pastors about the salvation they're saving with all the money. Me say anyway. For day, like, let me just start.
bring
my dis. Money can but you can pay for his memories and to relive some of his memories though. But money can't fix that. But death is not an issue. That's the thing. Somebody says money can't fix death, but death is not an issue. Death is inevitable.
That's right.
So it's not an issue. It's you have issue. It is appointed once for each man to die.
Ronnie, please don't remind me.
Let me tell you. In the next couple of years, mm-hmm. money could buy you. What's the word I'm looking for? When you live forever. Immortality. That's what I'm looking for. So it's possible. Trust me, it's possible. Because look at the Rockefeller guy. He had three heart transplants. Three heart transplants at 103. But the third one, they told him, no, he can't do it again. I bet he has enough money to put his brain and put all his body parts aside. So when the technology is there, they could bring him back.
But would he still have that same thought pattern?
Well, let's see. money fixes anything. I tell people, I don't care what y'all say. Money fixes everything. In the first place, you know that you're not. In the first place, you know you're the man. The man is not your type. You know you're not going to give up the nookie. Don't take the man thing, my girl. We're in 2019. Bagay po bagay. Avete.
Let me see.
Some of them women, too. If you're with the man, why would you cheat if you say you love him? Some women only making things worse for themselves, and they want to say all men are dogs. Papi show. Papi should have... this one says, girl, just stay with your papi. This one says, but how she want the man to take care of her? But how she want the man to take care of? Why not make him sample what he's spending money on? Tell the girl send papi number for me. That girl does not love the man. She's all about the money. She's just using the older gentleman. She needs to choose one because she's using most. 3 years in a relationship and two kids already. Wow. We have an entire government whilst... okay. I'm not sure if I should read that. No. That's a little too, but yeah. I'm a sugar daddy, an older man who offers professional and financial support.
Hold on, listen.
I want to read this. I need to cut the music on this one too. I am a sugar daddy, an older man who offers professional and financial support to the young female in exchange for companionship and more. Being stable and successful could attract a number of young women eager for a relationship of mutual convenience. I am a sugar daddy, and sometimes I like my sugar baby, and at times she's abusive. But sugar daddy is ATM. Them women just taking your money with nothing back in return. Once a sugar daddy take $8,000, and she never gave me a beacon. She told me,
tutut, tutut.
And I went to the police, and the inspector just laughed.
Okay.
This is a really sad situation. Honesty is the best way. If she told a man she had a boyfriend, would he have helped her? Old men get sick, very jealous. So when Thomas Cowork, are you going to find sex outside? Check it myself. Check itself, my dear. There's a thing called karma. Oh, check yourself. Okay. While these young women need guidance, all they care about is material things. These women have no idea the danger they put themselves in. This woman is selfish. What example is she setting for her kids? This one is say, it's okay to have the relationship as a business, but it have to be a limited liability. Definitely not a corporation.
What? I like that one.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I find it. You had to put your phone, yeah?
Yeah.
Take a screenshot.
They sent it to my phone. Yeah, they sent it to my phone.
Hey, Ronnie.
Limited liability, not a corporation.
You serious? We got a message there. Saying they have?
Yeah, man. I was told, yes, they are sugar mamas. I wonder if that person is a sugar mama.
And what is the next one? Where are you all living? Oh, there.
So you feel that person is a sugar mama?
I know, but
I mind.
Ronnie, views expressed by...
Oh, my goodness. It's easy to get a MILF. I could have gotten one. She was willing to buy me a Benz, but I on that speed. And yes, I'm from St. Lucia.
Hold on, you're not on that speed, so what speed are you on?
If
you're
not that.
Hold on. You're not on that speed.
I have to be a Subi man, I think.
Hey, only on that bike.
Only Subi fans.
Hey, what you want, a bike? Only a Subi bike you want? Hey, a scooter. You're on that scooter, you're not on that speed.
What?
You don't want Benz.
Yes, it's easy. My husband has a sugar mommy. She bought him a car.
What?
I'm about to divorce him to leave him for her because she wants to buy clothes and control my husband. It's the same thing I was saying. The sugar mamas are very controlling. They're not as understanding as that. And nowadays, some fellas have sugar daddies too, eh? Don't play slow.
Always we have there.
Somebody says, I well want a sugar mommy. I have to pay my land tax and my build my house. Somebody says, Ronnie, you are so on point today. I like your perspective on this. This one just says, LOL. Somebody says, play that film.
Oh my goodness.
That's so mean.
Chad, big up yourself, Chad. That was very funny. money can't fix salvation.
Okay, I think we discussed that.
Yeah, we discussed that. Somebody said, yeah, your name is Money Run, so money can fix everything. She just want to take the man title, take man money, and call it survival. He said he's messing with the wrong girls. And somebody says, send that sugar daddy number my way. You see, you in particular. Yeah, my G, forgive yourself. I like your picture. Big up yourself.
Oh my goodness.
Where were we? Somebody says, the older man just called and told her to find a selfie. The sugar gone. Y'all did not check that. Sugar mamas are alpha females. Most men can't.
Let me pull up that.
Yeah, that's true. Alpha females. That's true. Most men can't handle alpha females. Sugar mamas are here. Yeah, that's true. They says, I would kick him way out before. It would be because of another man. I would leave him because he is useless. Ask the young boys about the sugar mamas. Because they exist. Somebody says, oi, where the sugar mommies? Because I need one of those. Hey, thank you. This has been, the alpha female. That's true. A lot of men can't handle alpha females. And that's why a lot of relationships also fail. Because, let me tell you, all men listening right now, all men, before you go into a serious relationship, all men should read the book, The Way of a Superior Man. That is one of the best books you could ever read before you go into a relationship. All men, I swear, especially if you're going into a relationship that you're going to be serious about, Levi, you should also read it. The Way of a Superior Man. That is a real good book. Real.
But funny, eh? You bring a book for me. You know I like you know, I like reading books.
Oh, boy, let me tell you, I keep...
So when?
I got that book.
Can I get a digital
copy? Okay, I'll buy it to you. I'll buy... No digital, no digital copies. Buy the real books, man.
This... No, but if you... I mean, if you want...
Okay.
And I'm bringing a book, you know, because there are certain points in the book you take a highlighter and just over the book. Okay. I know you.
I'll buy your copy.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Can you get it?
You have to order. I actually bought it in
What's the name?
The Way of a Superior Man. I actually got it in the airport in Miami.
Let me do some research.
Every man should read that. It teaches you how to deal with alpha females. It teaches you how to deal with... Let me tell you, every man, every issue that you're dealing with in your relationship, that book helps you fix it.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, Ronnie.
Yeah, it's like 13 US or something.
International bestseller.
Mm-hmm. Very good book. Very, 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 very good book.
Interesting. But how you never know?
I never told you about that.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Get my read.
You should read. That's a very good read. Okay, well, Levi, mm-hmm. I've been here since 5 o'clock in the morning. I need to go home.
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us on Let Love this afternoon.
Wifey, be good to him.
Wifey already told me go on. The sugar mommy I was talking about. Go and take a number. Don't come home. Hey, let me tell you. Anyway, Levi,
the best, my brother.
I'm out. Of course, you can join me tomorrow right here on Radio Caribbean International for the Rise from 6 a.m. and of course for Youth Unplugged. We have a very interesting guest. We did a guest swap tomorrow because we have a very interesting artist who is currently on island. So it's going to be a very interesting program as per usual. So join us tomorrow for Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. I leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Levi Chin. Daddy. The sugar daddy.
Guys, you read my stuff.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We did. We read it. Yeah. Gotta thank our sponsors. Thank you so much for being part of Letla. I'm talking about Tropical Solar, Reddit Construction, and Diamonds International St. Lucia.